Today, legal weed may be coming to West Springfield. Suit Up Springfield is back in a new location. Springfield DPW schedules yard waste pickup. And the Pride Parade has chosen a date.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, welcome to April 6th, Wednesday in Western Mass. You've landed in the middle of the week, and I'm here with you, and thank you for listening to Pioneer Valley Radio. Your forecast for today, it's a rainy, drizzly day, mainly this morning. Gets better as we go along, high 50 to 54. And for tonight, mostly cloudy and showers, a low 38 to 44. The mayor of Springfield will join with Suit Up Springfield and city officials for the grand reopening of Suit Up Springfield at their new location, 139 State Street in Springfield, of course. Suit Up Springfield has served thousands of young men and men in need by providing them with professional attire that will give them confidence, knowledge, and the tools to help them become successful members of the community. Mayor Reichelt has prevailed upon the West Springfield City Council to sponsor some amendments and proposals for the town. They include additional liquor licenses. In fact, the mayor is requesting 7 additional alcohol licenses as part of the town's economic development and downtown revitalization efforts. The special legislation proposal includes 5 licenses restricted to the economic opportunity zone, and the remaining 2 licenses would be restricted to the Route 20 business corridor. Also, electric signs at gas stations are an issue. The current zoning ordinance does not allow pump topper price displays to be electronic. So, the proposed amendment will clarify that electronic changeable copy is permitted for fuel price displays, and also clarify the extent to which price and advertisements required by state law are exempt from sign permit. And as though it were inevitable, legal weed comes to Westside. Retail marijuana facilities, a 2-part proposal to lift the townwide ban on retail marijuana establishments and to allow additional types of retail marijuana facilities to operate in certain areas. The amendment would expand the categories of marijuana businesses that are allowed from currently medical only to permit additional marijuana establishments to operate in the town, including cultivators, manufacturers, retailers, testing and research facilities, and transporters. National Grid reminds customers to call 811 before digging. And it's that time of year because you want to get outside in the nice weather and do some projects around your home. But as a special reminder, April is National 811 Safe Digging Month. So it doesn't matter if it's a small project or a big home improvement project, National Safe Digging Month is a way to remind everyone to call 811 before you start any digging project. Here's an unfortunate stat. Every 6 minutes, an underground utility line is damaged because someone decided to dig without first calling 811. The risk of injury or even death is real. Consider the cost of repair, fines, and even inconvenience. And from putting in a fence and planting a tree or building a deck, knowing where the power and the water lines are and the gas lines before you dig is going to save you a lot of time, money, and pain later. Call 811 or go online and get a USA ticket 3 days before you plan to dig. And all you have to do is give the address or the general location of the project and when you plan to start and how much digging you're going to be doing. Mayor Sarno issued a proclamation declaring the month of April as Public Health Month in Springfield. In addition to remarks from the mayor and HHS Commissioner Carlton Harris, Springfield's Poet Laureate Magdalena Gomez shared some of her inspiring work. Community organizations and residents will coordinate a month of public health advocacy and educational programming for residents of Springfield, starting with the Public Health Month kickoff event at City Hall. Now, this year's Public Health Month calendar includes nearly 50 educational events on a range of public health topics to raise community awareness of available programs and services, as well as provide information about public health and topics that affect our collective and individual health.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash.
'Tis the time of year and Springfield's spring yard waste pickup is underway. The DPW will pick up yard and leaf waste at the curb from Springfield residents on alternating weeks, the same day that recycling is set out. Yard waste and leaves should be placed loosely in a 32-gallon barrel with handles or in special paper 30-gallon capacity leaf bags. Now, these bags can be purchased at local grocery or hardware stores. Yard waste is defined as grass clippings, weeds, hedge clippings, garden waste, as well as twigs and brush. Twigs and brush should not be longer than 2 feet in length and 1/2 inch in diameter. Bags and barrels shall not weigh more than 40 pounds. When full, the DPW will also pick up branches. Branches can be no wider than 3 inches in diameter and no longer than 4 inches, and must be tied for pickup in manageable-sized bundles. Residents will still be able to drop off their yard waste at Springfield Landfill during regular operating hours, which includes Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. But be advised that yard waste paper bags that have been at the curb since December of last year will not be picked up and should be rebagged. Well, on June 4, 2022, the city of Springfield will hold an inaugural Pride Parade. It's going to begin at 9 a.m. on the campus of STIC and end at Court Square. And the event will feature DJs and music and restaurants and giveaways and speeches delivered by the parade organizers and city officials as part of the month-long recognition of promoting and advocating for the public health of our community. The city of Springfield is proud to support the Springfield Pride Parade and the LGBTQ plus community. If you'd like more information on the Springfield Pride Parade, please visit the Facebook page. You'll find it at Springfield Pride Parade Organization. And thank you very much for being with us for our program today, which means that we have cleared the middle of the work week for many. And we will return on Thursday morning. Tomorrow, of course, we'll be up early in the morning and available online for you throughout the day and night at your convenience on Pioneer Valley Radio. Have a great day. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.